let's do this three meetings and you're out thing, and the way it's worked out has been less than clear. So I hesitate to say to anybody, yeah, where have you been? But I think it would be appropriate actually to send a letter to this particular board member, asking him about his intentions, and then leaving it up to him to respond to us and pointing out what the wording of the statute is, and then letting that person use his judgment in deciding what he wants to do, whether he wants to continue service with the board or whether he decides that he just doesn't have the time to dedicate to it. Is really completely his decision, in spite of what the legislation may say.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you.
I have a different, slightly different approach to that.
Sure.
Because I have, as being co-chair of the West Hartford's Disabilities Commission, it's come up in the past, not very often, but it has. And the way I've dealt with it is to be very honest, but take the compassionate, graceful way out for people. To give them a call and say, review that rule and the reason for it, and then remind them of, you know, you volunteered to give up your time to do this for a very good reason. Sometimes our lives change, our circumstances change. It may have worked for you for some time, but it's not working right now. We really need you here. And if you can't be here, there's no shame, no problem. But, you know, and very often, I mean, at least the two times I've had to speak that directly, people will say, well, yeah, then they open up and they explain. And you say, you know, you can always apply for an appointment at a later date, not a problem. But we need a quorum. We can't. You know, if I have 11 people, I gotta have my quorum number. And if I don't, because I can't count on you being here, and it could make the difference on occasion of whether we can have a quorum or not, that makes a big difference. So I just kind of appeal to that to people and say, you know, give them, I mean, ultimately it is their choice. I agree with you on that. But I try to lead them down the path of, it's okay, but then you need to resign. Graciously accepted, you can always reapply and leave it. You know, and generally, people, and then they do what they need to do, and they send in the letter. And
I think we should get Mary to make these calls. you got a great idea and a great way about you.
There's a compassionate way to handle it, because sometimes people, you know, they get neglectful, they get busy. And then they don't know how to get out of it, you know? I don't really want to resign. Yeah. But they really don't want to make the commitment. And that's not healthy for anybody. So that's where I'm coming from. I hope that helps.
Thank you, Mary. Yes, it does.
You're welcome.
Any other points to the good and welfare? Hearing none, do we have a motion to adjourn?
It's Mary. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right, then. Without objection, we stand adjourned until our next regular meeting, which is going to be the 15th of December. Is it the 15th of December?
Oh,
you see, today is the 21st minus 7. The 14th. 14th December. So I wish you all good health and enjoy the change of seasons. And to those for whom it is appropriate, I commemorate the upcoming Yom Kippur holiday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Thank you.
Bye.